This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 11th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Just 2 days after Boeing Commercial Airplanes VP Randy Tinseth asserted that the company was still on track for first delivery of a 787 Dreamliner in May of 2008, the plane maker announced on Wednesday it will delay the 787 program by 6 months. The company cites out-of-sequence production work, including part shortages and remaining software and systems integration activities, in a release to Aero News Network. First flight, originally scheduled for August this year, is now scheduled for March of 2008. Scott Carson, president and CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, said, quote, "The most important commitment we've made to our customers is to deliver an airplane that performs to their expectations over the long life of the program. These changes to our schedule will help ensure we do just that," unquote. Less than 1 year after opening a new general aviation airport west of Houston, Texas, businessman Ron Henriksen is doing it again. This time, he's acquiring and expanding a small airfield near the capital city of Austin. Henriksen recently acquired Bird's Nest Airport, that's 6 Romeo 4, located 12 miles northeast of downtown Austin, between the suburban communities of Pflugerville and Manor, as part of a larger land purchase valued at $2.1 million. The Houston Chronicle reports he plans to turn the airport into a full-service general aviation field. Henriksen opened Houston Executive Airport in January, near the growing suburb of Brookshire. Bird's Nest now has 2 turf runways, the longest 2,700 feet. Henriksen plans to build an asphalt runway to 4,000 and build a new entry road off recently completed Highway 130. NASA reports Expedition 16 Commander Peggy Whitson, Flight Engineer Yuri Melenchenko, and tourist Dr. Sheikh Muzaffar Shukur are in orbit and on their way to the International Space Station. Their Soyuz TMA-11 spacecraft launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome on Wednesday morning at 9:22 Eastern Time and entered orbit less than 10 minutes later. The crew will dock to the Earth-facing port of the station's Zarya module on Friday about 10:52 Eastern Time. Shukur carries the distinction of being only the 9th Muslim to reach space and the first from Malaysia. The Associated Press reports Shukur received approval from Muslim clerics for his flight, needed because his mission coincides with the last days of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Shukur will be excused from fasting while in space and will only need to face the exact location of Mecca for the beginning of his ritual prayers. That's a somewhat problematic issue because the orbital position of the ISS constantly changes. Today is a 1 year anniversary New Yorkers will remember but hardly celebrate. It was October 11, 2006, when a Cirrus SR-22 carrying New York Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle and his flight instructor Tyler Stanger misjudged a 180-degree turn over the East River and hit the 40th floor of the Bel Air apartment tower. The New York Times reports that repairs to the building are almost complete. It was not obvious at the time, but 100 of the 137 apartments in the building suffered either direct damage from the impact and fire or indirect damage from smoke and water. General Aviation suffered the imposition of a temporary restriction against entering the East River corridor without air traffic control permission. That restriction has since been made permanent. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Barron Services gets a $43 million radar contract. JetBlue is fined for failing to report its on-time stats. And SkyWest pilots vote on ALPA representation. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Butch Smith, chairman of Grace Flight of America. Butch will explain how Grace Flight, Angel Flight, and the Air Charity Network have been related, and how that relationship is changing. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.